Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now this week is Greater Shepparton City Council meeting week, and joining me on the line now is Greater Shepparton Mayor Kim O'Keefe with a bit of an update. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Terry.
It looks like you had a very big weekend.
Yes, it was. It's very busy at the moment.
Now, restrictions change tonight. We just can't get away from this subject of COVID-19. The council, I should say, has passed a new Stage 3 response package. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, look, it's really important that we continue to support, you know, the community, the business community, you know, moving forward out of this roadmap of, you know, heading for COVID recovery. So, yeah, so $600,000 package, and as we said, Stage 3, so we've now hit over $4 million that we've been able to support the community in regard to, you know, giving these opportunities to, you know, help their businesses along and help the community. So one of the big things in this package is a very big campaign, Stronger Together Than Ever, which will, you know, really encourage shop local visitation into our region, particularly during our hopefully very busy Christmas trade. So obviously really marketing strong during that period, so there'll be some money within that package to do that. We'll also continue to, you know, advocate to the state and federal government for continued funding, because there are going to be some stimulus opportunities as well. But as far as our package goes, there's some really great things in there. I mean, one of the ones that I really love is that, you know, that there's a shopfront improvement grant. I was, you know, going through the CBD recently, and some of those front shop fronts are looking very tight. So businesses across Greater Shepparton, you know, that haven't had, you know, income, a lot of income, and they're feeling that their shop frontage needs a, you know, refreshing up, it's important that the shops do look great, you know, heading over this period into the future. So there's some money there for that. There's some reduction on some fees, which is great, and just a whole stimulus, lot of opportunities to support our businesses moving forward. So, yeah, 22 initiatives on our website. That have a look at that and really, you know, see what opportunities are there for our businesses to, you know, to really help them through.
And, of course, one that will get everyone excited is, I think, 3 months of, or is it 4 months of free timed parking in the CBD?
Yes, it's 4 months. Very happy, you know, for that. You know, we know that that will help, you know, our Christmas trade, our businesses, our business community. And, you know, people coming in, it's great to have free parking, and it has worked in the past, you know, at the moment more than ever. You know, our local businesses need this opportunity to, you know, really attract, you know, people. Our locals, you know, free parking's great. Just remember that it is timed, so look at the signs, and it is council car parks only. But, yeah, working really closely with the Chamber of Commerce, our businesses obviously are really, you know, really, really keen for this to happen, and it's obvious to me this needs to happen. We already have, we have permanent off-street free car parking. A lot of the community forget about that. There's some long-term, you know, up at the Target there, that's a three-hour free off-street. All of our off-street have been permanently free parking for quite some time now, and that obviously will continue. So it's the addition of the on-street car parking here, which is great, and we're looking forward to you know, moving forward. And talking about COVID recovery, the best thing we can do is support local businesses, you know, ourselves. It's the best thing, opportunity, as far as, you know, really helping our community move forward. This keeps people in jobs, so we all need to stop and think about that when we're spending dollars, particularly at Christmas time. Please spend it local. It's so important. So let's help our businesses get on their feet and, you know, out of this, you know, this roadmap to recovery.
Absolutely. Now, more than $1 million worth of contracts was awarded. So there's a bit of extra money there for SAM, Wellsford Street upgrade, Merrigum Pool. Lots happening.
Yeah, look, the SAM one's lovely. We're sort of finishing that whole precinct now, so we're actually constructing a healing garden. It's on the south end, just sort of to the left as you come towards SAM there, and it's going to have a lovely nature playground, a shelter, including the barbecue area and seating, which will be lovely. So the whole precinct's just looking magnificent and being very well utilised, and we know that's going to continue. People are loving being outdoors and obviously enjoying that beautiful precinct. I mean, it's amazing. It's magnificent. I had a message recently from some people across the Matuka and just saying how incredibly beautiful, you know, that whole site is, and obviously the SAM building. You know, SAM we know is going to attract people to our region, and we're hoping that will stay over the holiday period, enjoy all the things that we have on offer. There's so much opportunity, so we need to be leveraging on that. Officially, we open SAM next month on the 20th. We know that the lower level is already open, the Visitation Centre, Crowler Arts and the SAM shop. And we've also got some conferences that are confirming, which I can't give too much away, but a big one I found out yesterday, which will be coming as well. That's the opportunities we want, attract people to our region, you know, during this, always attract people, but more than ever, you know, the dollars coming in are going to make such a difference at the moment.
So conferences actually being held within the SAM building?
Part of it, yes. Yeah, so the welcoming and all that into the SAM building, showing off our facility, which is great, and then we'll have a conference at East Bank, and there's another one looking at coming as well, which I'm really excited about. So we'll let you know about those very soon. But yeah, the one very big one we haven't had here before. So this is the type of thing I'm hoping, and I'd always hoped that SAM would attract. You know, it's wonderful to have this fantastic art gallery and exhibitions and wonderful events there. It's such a beautiful space, the outdoor space, but also to attract businesses and all lots of reasons that'll
generate. Yeah, that event tourism, I guess, isn't it, that we've always been quite good at?
Yes, absolutely. Now, business tourism is a whole new opportunity, and it's going to be a really great one that I'm certainly going to be chasing.
We've also had quite a few heritage conservation grants given out. I was interested that there's a lot there. I was interested in the Albanian mosque and also the former POW camp at Durrangile. Is that on private land?
They are private land. I mean, the mosque. There's always reasons, but heritage is very different as far as when we look at these type of awards and conservation. So heritage doesn't just have to be houses, it's all type of buildings. And these grants, obviously they fitted into that purpose. So 11 successful applicants. And the main purpose of this is to ensure that those heritage buildings are maintained and that it's possible for them to do that. So the Albanian mosque, there's a lot happening there at the moment, so this will help, you know, add on to the work that's already happening and obviously make the building look, you know, up to standard to what it needs to and stop it from deteriorating. I mean, that's a big thing, you know, with heritage. We need to make sure that it's conserved and, that they have the dollars to do that.
Kim, we've got a really rich former POW history in this area. It would be good to see something done with all of that, maybe bringing it all together. I guess it's challenging if a lot of it is on private land.
Yeah, look, it is challenging, but I mean, there's obviously the Heritage Committee, and they work really closely to all, you know, all types of heritage. So, you know, and they bring that back to us to see, you know, what needs to happen across our region. But you're right, I think there's still opportunity to do more. We want to protect it. And look, I think they're doing a great job, and I love reading the things that do happen within this space and see old buildings coming to life. It's, you know, it's wonderful to see that when they perhaps have been an older building and suddenly they've, you know, been brought back up to some sort of standard. When they're at a certain standard, that takes maintenance, and that's where these grants really kick in.
Now, the Maud Street redevelopment has just started, I believe, and there were some people who were a bit sad to see that lovely wisteria plant go right in the middle.
Yes, and I am too. You know, it was beautiful, you know, but we know with progress there's going to be some changes and some sacrifices, and I would really have loved that to have stayed as well. But the design obviously didn't align to that. Look, you know, it is progress, and we know that the businesses, the landlords, you know, and Chamber of Commerce, so many wanted to see this change happen. And, you know, when things stay the same, nothing changes. So, you know, this is an exciting time, you know, for our CBD, and it's, you know, obviously it is going to be disappointing, and I have seen some Facebook commentary, but, you know, and I agree, it was beautiful, and it is a shame that sometimes there will be some sacrifices, and hopefully not too many, but it will be an exciting project, and, you know, this is another reason why we really want, you know, our CBD to thrive. I mean, all businesses across Greater Shepparton, but obviously there'll be some challenges there with those works happening. It's supposed to be minimal works at the moment, so that's really important too, so there isn't a too severe impact on the businesses. We had some change last week in regard to some of the walls that were put up. They were black, they were changed to white so that they weren't so dark across Fraser Street there, and also we ensured that the Mortimer Mall itself, that the walls didn't go up until after Christmas. So just making sure that we give those businesses every opportunity because they need it at the moment, and these works are going to impact. But look, I think the majority, they're very excited to what the future will hold for their businesses with this change. You know, I know over the time we've had businesses, you know, looking, coming into Greater Shepparton, it wouldn't go into the mall. Now they wanted parking, you know, wanted cars driving past so they could see their business. And we know Bendigo didn't open their mall. They spent a lot of money, $8 million, and now I think they're wishing that they did. You know, that sort of mall model is a fairly old model. And as I said, if you don't change, things don't change. So it will be exciting. I think it'll be a great opportunity. And we've had a couple of new businesses recently open in the mall. So they're seeing, obviously, opportunity there to be in that position. So that's great.
We need a good coffee shop and or restaurant, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, Fryer Street's almost like our little icon street, isn't it? We've got some great businesses along there. But, there might be an opportunity. And of course, you know, we've got Gloria's on the other side that sort of looks into the Fraser Street and more. So who knows what else will come. But there's certainly, I think, there'll be a lot more opportunity and a lot more interest. You know, we see Evans are expanding, but, you know, they're doubling the size of their shop. So, again, that confidence in that space. And I think this is what we need to be optimistic and really look to the future. And that often means change.
It does. sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Let's hope it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to be positive, absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time, Kim. I really appreciate it. I know you've been busy already this morning, so have a great day.
My pleasure, and have a great day, everyone. Bye.
That was Kim O'Keefe, the Mayor of Greater Shepparton, with a bit of an update after this week's council meeting.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So, don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Thinking of retiring or downsizing? Come and see how terrific life can be at Freedom Place, the area's newest over 50s village. Come and see this wonderful gated community and walk through the brand new owner's centre with its very own bowling green, swimming pool, gym, golf simulator, theatre room, and much, much more. You can also park your caravan right beside your home on the fully fenced blocks. Plus, you get a freehold title. Life can be a dream at Freedom Place. So call now on 5831 6405 to book in your personal inspection.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.